It's just gone 8:30 on a Monday morning, and I have a very special guest on the line to talk about flowers. It's Elsa Pooley from the Cavern in the Drakensberg. Good morning, Elsa. Are you well?
Yes. Good to hear you. Amazing to be here.
Yeah, technology, when it works, is marvelous. You're in the Berg, and I'm in Belito, and we're chatting like old friends. How lovely. And it's all about the Wildflower Weekend, a celebration of wildflowers of the Drakensberg. What are we talking about? You're presumably offering this as an adventure.
Yes, I do it. I've been doing it every year at the Cavern Hotel in the Northern Drakensberg as one of their ways of celebrating the amazing bit of land that they own and make available to people for hiking. So it's an opportunity to immerse yourself in flowers. Generally speaking, if you go hiking in the Drakensberg, you're heading for the top of a mountain. And if you're doing that, you don't have time to stop and smell the roses or smell the flowers as you go. So when people ask how energetic it is, how difficult is it? It's not. It's a slow walk where we stop and look at every plant.
It sounds.
And we talk about it, learn about it.
Sounds absolutely gorgeous. Are there many flowers in the mountains? One doesn't really. One hears about you go up to the Western Cape and up towards there are flowers. One doesn't often hear about the floral kingdom of the Drakensberg.
You know, it depends. It depends on when you go. Obviously, in winter there won't be flowers in the Drakensberg. In summertime, if you're at the foot of the Drakensberg, where most of the hotels and camping spots and camps are. The best time for flowers is if we get rain in September, any time from September through to January, February. But the absolute best time is October, November. And then you can get entire hillsides covered in flowers. Really, it's the sort of thing that if we go to the Cape to see, you can see in the Drakensberg if you hit the time right.
So,
on the other hand, if you know, what we're doing at the Cavern, they're at about 1,700 meters, so you're at the foot of the Drakensberg, high enough, nearly as high as Johannesburg, but beautiful grassland, protea felt, and gorgeous flowers.
So you mentioned that you don't have to be particularly fit. It is a wander, which is lovely. It's more of a stroll, I would imagine, for those that want to join you. They don't have to necessarily have been training for the event, but I presume that one needs to have some knowledge, or is this a fallacy?
No, not at all. This is all about getting out into a beautiful environment, these marvelous mountains. And I have had somebody who accompanied his wife expecting a hike, and he now doesn't call them flower walks, he calls them Elsa Pooley stops. Because we literally stop for every flower, so you're not going to get tired. You do need to take a stick because the terrain can be rough, but otherwise it is. Anybody can do it. I've had people from late 80s to young children, and the main thing is, I make the plants. The plants are amazing, but if you have somebody guiding you, they can. And help you look at things that you might not have, that you would have walked past before, not even seen. That's why it's slow. We stop for little tiny flowers and great big flowers like proteas, but in amongst the grasses, beautiful blue aristeas and little orchids. It's quite amazing. And people do enjoy it. They don't know what to expect, because if you book into the hotel, you're not paying anything extra for this. It just comes as part of the hotel, one of the things they offer. And so anybody can join me, and often people haven't expected to do it and are amazed to find how interested they are.
No, there's another aspect to this, and that is that your people are learning to paint or illustrate or draw these beautiful floral specimens. Is this something that you're teaching?
Sorry, you're breaking up a bit from my side.
Oh,
can
I'm
you
sorry.
Hear me all right, Dave?
Yeah. I've got you very clearly. I was just suggesting that part of the joy of this event is that you're also painting the flowers or drawing the flowers or teaching those skills. Is this correct?
Well, that's as it happens this year. That is following straight on after the wildflower. The Wildflower Weekend is a Friday night, Friday afternoon through till Sunday. Starting on the Monday, we have the 21st year of the Botanical Art course that Jill Conde and I have been teaching at the cabin. And that's, I mean, it's similar but different.
Ah.
In that situation, we take on anybody from, people say, do they have to be a botanical artist? No, you don't. We've taken absolute beginners. And at the end of a week, you have a whole week, you are immersed in plants and painting for an entire week, where you don't have to cook or worry about housekeeping or looking after your room. Every need is looked after, and you can just concentrate or enjoy being very involved with flowers, because we take an early morning walk before breakfast, so that people have a chance to explore the beautiful countryside. And being private land, the artists can dig out or pick whatever plant they see to bring back to the studio. Then we literally take you, even the established artists, we take through from how to look at it, how to draw it, eventually how to paint, right through to the end product. I would say last year, 80% of the class were well-established artists who've come to just refresh themselves. They love being in the mountains. They've been there before. They love the immersion in plants, which they get from the walks, because we spend an hour and a half to 2 hours of your day just walking and looking at the plants. And then, of course, they have, I mean, Jill Conde is a world-famous botanical artist and a great teacher. We're quite different. She's had proper training. I've done the botanical art by learning, teaching myself. And until I started writing books, I painted full-time for about 20 years. So between us, we offer, I think, quite entertaining teaching. And that's quite different to the Wildflower Weekend, but the two match. Often somebody who comes on Wildflower Weekend might decide to come back for an art course.
Oh, I think that what you've described is absolutely fascinating and a marvelous opportunity for anyone that's interested to mix and mingle with like-minded souls and having the opportunity to be, to interface with eminent subject matter experts such as my very special guest Elsa Pooley. I would imagine that this is going to be oversubscribed many times, but I believe there are still opportunities to be had. One can still book, and I suggest that it would be a good idea to do that. And thank you so much, Elsa, for giving us an overview of what is to be enjoyed. I presume people can find out how to go about booking and what's on offer by going straight to the cabin website. Is that right?
Thank you very much, Dave, for the opportunity to talk about it, because it is a great, these are really wonderful things to do if one has any kind of interest in plants. And so it's lovely to be, especially on Spring Day, today officially Spring Day, to share the joy of plants with you and with whoever's out there listening. Thank you very much.
Well, I thank you sincerely, and I look forward to seeing you in the mountains sometime really soon. Thank you again, Elsa, my very special guest this morning, Elsa Pooley. Have a marvelous week. Take care. And again, I just need to reiterate, if you are looking for an extraordinary opportunity to interface with Elsa Pooley, who's an eminent botanical artist and writer, and good company, I suggest contact the Cavern in the Drakensberg, which she'll be giving a course with Gillian Conde, who is another extraordinary resource, both eminent botanical artists, and to be taught or to be inspired or to be simply in the presence of these two will lift your game completely and give you a completely different outlook on the beautiful world of botanical art and the world of flowers in the Drakensberg. It's 20 minutes now to 9 o'clock. The